Hey-ho, little mortals, Hem here bringing you episode 2. I'm here to let you know that there is a content warning for this episode around the 10-minute mark, when our lovely miscreants start crossing a bridge. There's a bit of a panic attack that you might wish to skip. A little reminder that we also have a giveaway for stickers, Make Runes Not War, and you can get these kick-ass stickers by leaving a review on whatever podcast catcher that allows you to leave such a thing, sending us a screenshot to our email, which the spirits will put in the show notes, along with an address that you want us to post them to, and a choice of black or white, because the stickers are transparent and we have black or white versions. And yeah, you can do that. It also doubles as a raffle entry for a signed poster, and more details about that will be after the episode. Enjoy the story.
Hey friends, it's Fred Greenhalgh, producer here at Realm. A new episode of Ominous Thrill is ready for your ears. It's Advice After Dark. Late night radio host Belladonna delivers extreme advice to the delight and horror of her audience until a creepy listener forces her to confront the brutal consequences of her show. Here's a preview.
Welcome to my live stream, Bella. Say hello to everyone.
What do you want?
Click the link. Watch along.
I'm not clicking links from psychos.
You put that trash on the radio every night and I'm the psycho.
You sound like you need help.
I'm not one of your fake callers. My show is very, very real. Do you want to know what it's called?
No, I don't.
It's called Belladonna Gets What's Coming. Starring you.
What?
It's really starring me, but it's all about you. And you'd be surprised how many people want to watch you get what's coming.
I called the police. They'll be here any minute.
Yeah, well, we should be done before they get here.
Find Ominous Thrill out now, everywhere you listen.
Shit! I think I triggered
focus.
The...
Focus! Where do I aim?
A little higher. Stop. Slightly to the right. No, stop, stop. Okay, stay like that. And shoot!
Perfect.
Yeah! Go fetch, Maliki!
Yes!
What?
Dalwati!
No!
Vyartha! I completely forgot that I returned his Ethwa yesterday.
And he didn't fly away yet. Well, granted, he and I were pretty much out of order until this morning.
Why did you have to remind him to use it?
Oh, come on! This way, each of us has a part in threading the needle arrow through the weaves. Don't you think that's beautiful? And we're getting better at doing this too.
Well, firing straight down a cliff instead of up into the sky helps.
See? That's where Maliki comes in handy. How else would you have gotten the arrow back otherwise?
You're right. But still...
Here you go.
Paverindia, Lina!
No!
Tamdia, Maliki, Rivif!
Cockerfit!
Fuck.
I haven't done anything wrong.
Just a precaution.
If I had wanted to leave, I had time for that all morning.
Come on, we better move out of the Aether Phrase now.
Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
Huh. That worked. That's odd.
That's good for us, right?
Sure, but usually you can't weave runes inside a tangle weave.
But Maliki used runes earlier, didn't he?
Yes.
I thought that might have been a lucky accident that happened near the Aether Phrase, but apparently that was not the case.
This tangle weave is a little different from how you would probably think of it.
Hmm?
It is not literally a hole.
Mm-hmm.
More a tear, with a loose piece of weave at the center.
Oh.
I've heard that happens once the tangle weave exceeds a certain size. I haven't actually patched one like this before.
There's a first time for everything. Even for a great patcher like you.
I wonder what keeps the loose piece at the center in place. Anyway, is this all right, Ferris?
The light? It doesn't bother me.
Great. I'll leave it on then.
Did your rune trigger the wind shell, or was that a spirit?
I think that was my rune. Aurel said it reacts to disturbances. Using runes might count for that as well.
Then you won't need to use my tether anymore to activate it.
Well, thank the 14 for that. Aurel, just in case you need that information. On the map you gave me, we're... roughly east, northeast of the last village we were at last. I think it's the one called Yardla Raid on the map. That's also where Ferris' sanctuary is.
He doesn't need to know that.
Oh,
I don't want the location of my sanctuary to be on your map.
Well, too late now.
If you track the path from our real into the Skunder's Peak, there's a river with a waterfall near the village. That's where the Aetherfrays were. Now we are heading up a narrow... gulch? Canyon? Not sure if that's the correct word. I think the cartographer tried to draw it in, but honestly looks more like another river.
River? I think it looks like bacon stripes.
Well, let's just move on.
You're gonna leave it on? The wind shall, I mean.
Sure, why not? Let's give Aurel some boring hiking ambience. He'll love experiencing the fresh nightly mountain air secondhand. He rarely leaves the study anyway.
Well, at least now we have light.
We could have a torch, if it wasn't for your fear of fire.
Yeah, about that. Thanks for looking out for me, by the way.
Don't mind it.
At least you appreciate it.
Doesn't that gem heat up your forehead, Raka? Light being energy and that stuff.
A little, but it's not unpleasant. I'm more worried about Ferris.
I appreciate your concern, but I am fine. I do not feel like you do.
Gosh, I could use a little warmth right now. It's gotten a bit chilly, hasn't it?
It's the rich. Stones are cold.
The Fenar Vare would beg to differ.
I have another coat, but it's at the bottom of my backpack.
We don't have time for that. We can't linger here. You can wear my fur cloak for a bit.
But then you will be cold.
I have fur of my own. The Kiria feels warm to me.
Or you could hold on to the heat sphere for a bit if you want.
Aw, thanks you guys. I'm just being smothered by love today, aren't I? But seriously, can't we just make camp soon? I'm dead tired.
We can't camp here. I told you before.
Yeah, and then you started babbling about Rick Yellers or whatever. That could possibly kill us, and I still don't know what that is.
Rick Yell, big mountain birds.
Ah, yeah.
They nest in these ridges. They need a lot of sustenance and will not hesitate to attack Kiriad or Skurka.
I think you're overcautious. Rick Yell are active during day. It's almost dark. We'll be safe until morning.
I believe Raka.
This is their territory. Night or day doesn't matter. They know these ridges better than we.
Well, what do you suggest then?
We follow this gorge. I was here before. If I remember correctly, there's a narrow canyon with a bridge up ahead. Beyond that, there is a forest.
And we'll be safe there?
You can't have a hard time getting through trees.
Fine. Let's hope you remember correctly.
You know, Raka, now that your gem glows, I have to say, it's really pretty.
Thanks.
I prefer darkness hide her gruesome face.
Oh, shut up. Raka's handsome.
I don't agree.
Aw, come on. You're handsome too.
Yeah.
Raka, I've been wondering, do all of your people have those things on their forehead?
Of course.
Do they do anything with them? Like putting jewelry around it to accentuate it?
I'm honestly not up to date with Miro fashion, but I think some females decorate their gems with leather bands and beads. Some also add some precious stones around it, I think.
Oh, that sounds pretty. Oh, I would do that too. And do men do anything to theirs?
Some polish it, I think. Others carve things into them.
Ooh.
Most prefer less permanent adornments, like drawn on with brushes and stuff.
Sounds like nail art, but on your forehead? Oh, that's cool. What kind of stuff do you write on them?
Well, many centuries ago, there was a Miro cult that operated in Vakalyaluri. Some of its members would paint occult symbols on their gems that signaled something to other members. Some Miro outside of the cult thought that was a great idea and started painting runes of strength and prosperity on their gems instead. Which is still something that is done to this day.
Or the name of their lovers?
I've not seen that done.
That's cool, though. You should do that, too.
Write the names of my lovers on my gem?
Or write my name. I mean, adorn yourself. I'm sure accentuating your gem would look good on you.
I'm really not one for adornments.
She should just wear a mask.
Made of your skin, preferably.
Touché.
You first need to catch me.
I see an opening ahead.
That's the gulch. We are on the right path.
Great. Let's hope your bridge is still there, too.
That bridge is down there. The pass behind it leads to the forest.
Are you sure that bridge is usable? It looks like it's falling apart.
I don't know. When I passed by here last time, I had wind rooms.
We'll see.
If it's broken, will you carry me over, Raka?
What's the point of that? I fall, you fall.
But at least it was your fault.
Well?
Seems sturdy to me, but I'm not as heavy as either of you.
Did he just call us fat?
Let me see that.
Oh, damn, this goes quite a ways down.
It seems sturdy enough to hold all three of us.
Raka, huh? Can you shine your headlight down there?
There's nothing down there. See? Oh.
Damn, even your light can't reach to the bottom. That's quite deep. Do you think there's a river running below us?
No river. You could hear a river.
Oh, yeah.
Let's just get going.
I'll go first.
Sure.
Hey, Raka, can you walk behind me? You're bigger than me. You can shine your light over my head.
Sure.
I want to be able to see where I'm going.
Just get going.
Oh, watch your step!
What?
Half a plank missing here.
Uh-oh.
Take it easy. One step at a time.
We're the one talking, not the one walking.
That rhymed. Are you afraid of heights?
What? No.
If she was, she would have panicked at the Aether Breeze.
True. But something isn't right with her. Hey, are you okay?
I'm fine. Just keep walking.
Maybe you should walk in front of me.
Keep walking!
Hey, it's okay. We don't need to rush.
For Eve's sake, just hurry up already.
Calm down, Raka.
See that? Raka. See that?
Raka?
No.
Do you see that?
Hey, are you alright?
No!
Do you not see?
Raka?
Move!
Raka?
I can't.
Shut up, Raka. I'm not interested in having you fall to your death out here.
Look, Raka.
No.
Gorgeous.
No.
Is it?
No. Oh, no, 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 no.
Whoa.
Right?
Hey,
no.
Raka. You don't have
to. Shut up.
Something
Stop
is
it.
Wrong with your melody.
Stop it.
Raka.
Shut up.
Cock-a-fuck. If the Rakels didn't know we were here before, they know
I'm
now.
I'm sick and
afraid, Yarta.
Maliki, you're upsetting her.
I'm not upsetting her. Something else.
She doesn't hear you.
What do you
know?
No.
We have to get her
no.
over to the bridge.
You can't force me to.
Don't argue, Feather Duster.
She's frightening her.
She's terrified.
Yeah, I get that. Is there a spirit carving there?
No, this is all just her.
What do you see? What do you
see? I can't.
Obscurity. Obscurity.
No.
Infinity.
No.
Infinity.
No.
Eternity.
Please stop. I don't.
Beyond. You have lost to your own stupidity.
Stop.
What then? What do you see?
Nothing. There's nothing.
It only seems that way because your headlight can't shine that far, Raka. Come on. Get up.
No. What lies within nothing?
No.
Do you know where it ends?
If you know what it is, do something!
This is not part of our oath bond.
Hey, we have to get off the bridge!
If I knew how,
do
I would
want to know?
Yes.
Shit! It must have heard her scream!
To get her off the bridge!
Raka!
Now!
Raka!
Grab her! We'll lift her!
She's huge!
We'll lift her together!
Fine! We can do this! Raka! Oh, she's not letting go of the rail! Raka! Lose some weight! Let go! Oh, come on, Raka! Oh, pull yourself together, please!
There's no time to be clingy, Feather Duster!
I can't lose my grip!
Let's go!
Oh shit! The headlight! What's going on? Why did the headlight turn off?
Is she broken?
She lost her grip on the end bars.
Wait! All of them?
Yes! Hold on tight! What? I can't put you
out! What? Is Rocco all right? Fyota, this can't be it.
Fascinating. No. I wonder where the voices she heard came from. It appears Lynn and Malachi couldn't hear them yet. They were picked up by the windshield. Maybe.
Icasta, can we turn on the windshield remotely?
No, I'm afraid it doesn't have such a function yet.
Then it's coming on the to-do list. I don't care what you say.
All right.
We don't know what happened to her. Is she okay?
Yosha.
She's got to be, right?
You have to calm down, Yosha.
How can I calm down? Rocco is in trouble, Icasta. How can you be so calm?
Because these recordings came in a while ago.
What?
There's a second one that came in after this one.
A second one?
Yes.
Why didn't you tell me we had to?
Well, it wasn't ongoing when it came in, so someone must have ended it.
What?
Unless Malachi did the same thing he did in this recording, of course.
Then what are we waiting for? Let's just listen to it and transcribe it.
Calm down already. Let's finish the references first. There's an order of things.
I'm sorry. All right, I'm ready.
Okay. Data recording was Nestanuka on the 102nd day of Bekos, 5th year of the Vair in the 101st generation.
Mm-hmm.
Vocal enchantments were woven by Kesari Linicky, Aethor Vitharsson, Carolyn Monterola, Esther Ellis, Boyd Barrett,
Hem Brewster,
and Travis Vengroff. Music shells provided by Fui Madan. Audio enchantments by Sarah Baczynski. Written and produced by Kesari Linicky.
Feihu, dear listeners, big ups to Kessa and to Sarah for the hard work they did on this episode. Kessa, amazing scripting and acting as always, and Sarah, the sound design is just beautiful. And also big love to Kessa because it's not feeling very well right now, which is why I'm here as a fleeting voice, a limited edition before the real voice of Counterbalance replaces me. Speaking of limited edition, there's also more ways to enter the raffle for the signed poster I was talking about earlier. The poster is signed by Aethor, who's the voice of Malachi, Keser, who is the voice of Raka, and myself, the voice of Yosha. You can go to the social medias, Trilunis, Trilunis, to find the post on any of the social medias that has the poster artwork and giving it a like. Maybe a comment or two wishing Keser a speedy recovery. Maybe you could also share the post to let Sarah know how amazing the sound design is. You know, all the social media algorithm things. It would be great. And also, yeah, you'd be entered into the raffle to win the amazing, beautiful looking poster. The deadline for all the entries is December 31st, 2023, and the draw will happen shortly after. And if you win, we will send you a message asking you for your address. And to finish off the references, the windshell activated and seemed to pick... Yosha is too cute. To finish off the outro, we'd love to introduce you to Shadows at the Door. It's an anthology horror podcast created by the fantastic Mark Nixon. The stories are dark, they're horror, they're beautifully acted, and even though the format is different stories each week, there is a continuing story of Professor Troughton who appears at least once a series, and there's always a post-story discussion each episode between Mark and David, and it is an absolute highlight. I love this show so very much. So please enjoy the ad for Shadows at the Door. Also, send Kessa love. Bye.
Have you ever felt the sensation of eyes upon you when you were safe at home alone?
Oh.
Have you ever had reason to fear the shadows at the door?
Hello?
Please. Let me in.
I'm sorry, who is this?
Please, I'm so cold. Let me in.
I'm sorry, it's really late and I don't really open the door to strangers.
Please, just open the door.
Oh.
Have you ever seen men walk who should not be walking?
Open the door.
What are you?
Me in.
Shadows at the Door is an anthology podcast showcasing full cast audio drama in which atmosphere and crescendo are everything. We curate ghost stories and horror stories from some of the most exciting writers working today and showcase the great classics from the shelves of history. Produced by queer creators in the north of England, Shadows at the Door brings new life to the ghost story genre. Whether that be a sapphic dark fairy tale in a Slavic forest, or a British professor discovering the truth about both the afterlife and himself. So, gather around the fire, pour yourself some tea, and join Shadows of the Door, the podcast, for the most pleasing of terrors.
Hey there, it's Rachel Ballinger, and I am extremely excited to invite you to Rachel Uncensored. It's my podcast where I sit down and get real with my friends and celebrity guests, where we talk about all sorts of topics. And sometimes we might be under the influence when we do so. We cover things from personal stories to hot button issues. And it's the only place on the internet you can find an uncensored version of me. It's a side of me that you might not have seen before because it's not the most family or brand friendly. But don't worry, I'm still sort of slightly a decent human being. If you're intrigued, then make sure you check it out. New episodes drop every Wednesday. You can find it on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Trust me, you won't want to miss out on the fun and candid conversations we have here on Rachel Uncensored.